We are reading in the book Zohar for All, Ve'yehi, part 1, that is, And Jacob Lived, article Your Covenant with Death Will Be Atoned, item 187. You can download the Zohar booklet from Kabbalah.info and ask questions during the lesson at Kab.tv based on the topic of the lesson, and they'll be asked during the lesson. Again, Zohar for All, And Yaakov Lived, article Your Covenant with Death Will Be Atoned, item 187.
And as usual, we remember that the Zohar can be revealed in its influence in the correction of our vessels by the light that reforms only. If we are thinking about the place of breakage where it should give us its force, that the correction is in the connection between us, and what do we want as a result of the connection between us, where the Creator will be revealed, the general force of bestowal according to the law of equivalence of form, where we too will receive that quality of bestowal and live accordingly together in revelation, His revelation. And then the Zohar will induce upon us eventually, as a result of our study, both the force that corrects, that is called the light that reforms, and also the force of fulfillment. That means that the inner light will already feel us, and then we will feel this general light called the Creator. Please go ahead.
Item 187. The Creator did not appear to Israel except at a time when there was no faith, meaning divinity, among them. Since they have blemished their covenant, and divinity has departed from them. This is so because when faith is taken from them, divinity separates from Zeranpin above, as well, as it is written, Your covenant with death will be atoned. Thus, the keeping of the covenant atones for death, and it would certainly atone for them, so they would not be exiled. However, they blemished their covenant, and divinity departed from them. 188. When the Creator evokes His right, death will be swallowed up from the world, as it is written, and death shall be swallowed up forever. And this right will awaken only when Israel awaken to cling to the right of the Creator, who is the Torah, law, as it is written, on His right a fiery law unto them. At that time it is written, the right hand of the Lord succeeds. After that it is written, I shall not die but live. Thus the right revokes the death.
Right, that is the general force of bestowal, which nullifies, which cancels death, which is the waste of the left. Because it takes from the left only what can be connected to bestowal to the right.
189. That righteous whom the Creator desires, a herald declares of him for 30 days among the righteous in the Garden of Eden. All the righteous rejoice, and all the righteous come and decorate the place of that righteous until he comes to sit among them. 190. And if he is wicked, a herald declares of him in hell for 30 days. All the wicked are sad. They all start and say, Woe! A new din has now awakened for so and so. Several litigants approach him to meet him and say, Woe! Woe unto the wicked! Woe unto his neighbor!
We're talking about one body, the righteous, which come to visit the wicked. Everything is in one body, the desires, the qualities of men.
Article, Woe unto an evil wicked, item 191. And everyone starts and says, Woe unto the evil wicked, for the reward of his hands will be done to him. The reward of his hands includes the one who solicits fornication with his hands, to ejaculate his seed in vain. 192. Anyone who ejaculates his seed in vain is called wicked, and does not see the face of divinity. As it is written, "No evil dwells with you." It is also written, "And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was wicked." Here too, woe unto the evil wicked relates to one who ejaculates his seed in vain. Woe unto that wicked who is evil, who makes himself evil, since the reward of his own hands shall be done unto him. One who solicits fornication with his hands, to eject and to ruin his seed in vain, is punished in the world of truth more than for all the transgressions.
Because he attracts the light from above and below, the light of Chochmah, without covering. That means that he ejaculates his sperm in vain, meaning that he wants to attract the light of Chochmah into his vessels of reception.
Item 193. It is written, "Woe unto the wicked," since it is written, "Woe unto the wicked," why did he also have to say evil, since wicked means evil? Yet one who makes himself evil is who ejaculates his seed in vain. Everyone rises from hell, and he does not rise. And will the rest of the wicked who killed people be better than him? And they will rise, and he will not rise. They all rise, and he does not rise, because they killed other people, and he killed his very own children, and spilled much blood. In regards to the rest of the wicked of the world, it does not say, "And the thing which he did was evil in the eyes of the Lord." But here it is written, "And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was wicked." What he did was wicked in the eyes of the Creator, because it was written, "And he spilled it on the ground."
Eretz land is a desire.
194. There is not a transgression in the world on which there is no repentance, except for one who ejaculates his seed in vain. And there are no wicked who will not see the face of divinity upon their death, except this one. It is written about him, "No evil dwells with you at all." Happy are the righteous in this world and in the next world. It is written about them, "And your people are all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever." "They shall inherit the land forever" is as it is written, "I shall walk before the Lord in the lands of the living, in divinity which is called a land."
In the ladder of the degrees from this world, from the state where we are just as a point which descended from above, from the world of Ensof, and begin to develop, well, we enter spirituality after the history and after preparation, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we already enter the degrees. And in the degrees, as we learn, we have 125 degrees, which are divided into many more particular stages. And in those particular stages, on the one hand, there are vessels, and on the other hand, there are actions with the vessels, the light. So we have to learn from the Torah. If I'm in the degree of Er, the son of Yehuda, then I do that action which is called the ejaculation of the seed in vain. If I'm the degree of Yaakov, then accordingly I generate the three lines for the first time: Moshe, Aaron, Abraham, Paro, Bilam, Balak. Always, wherever, when we're reading the text, we have to understand a person is there, and his depiction is called, its essence is called Balak, so he performs that action. If he's called Paro, then he performs another action. He's called Moshe, then he performs another action. So we are talking about internal the degrees of a person that he has to go through, and then to be impressed from his inclination and from the light that he forms, and from all these images, from all these forms that he acquires, later on it all accumulates into a general system where he is resembling the Creator, and all the righteous, all the wicked are all connected in him with all these voids from the places of, with, from the degrees, stages of the wicked, with all the fulfillment of bestowal of Bina from the stages of the righteous, and then he comes and he is resurrected and he comes to eternity.
Person needs to go through all these states. Everyone needs to go through these states called air.
Everybody has to write a book of Torah. This is how it's called. Yeah, everybody. Well, if you don't draw the light of Chochmah in order to receive, then how do you receive the revealed, the greatest vessel that you have? You have nothing to correct later on. You see, in the desert, we see it very well. Transgressions, corrections, transgressions, corrections, curses, blessings, they sin, and over again. It's the same thing in every state. How else can it be? You have to rebuild your empty vessel to correct it in faith above reason. That means to correct it, that the fulfillment will be on top of that broken vessel where you reveal the breakage, a sin which is included from transgressions and malices. From that you evoke the screen, and the screen in the returning light is your nucleus. Your ego remains empty, and above it you evoke the screen, which is fulfilled by the screen in the returning light. This is how you feel the degrees from above, from below and above. And the broken kli, that means that you are closing a type of a wicked in the Torah, and then the revelation of the correct state is where you are clothed in a certain righteous of the Torah. These are figures, images, examples. Don't know how to put it. Well, these are like figures, forms that you have to receive. Once a form of a righteous, once a form of a wicked, and this is what Torah depicts for you. It's like an imprint. You already have all those things within you. You're like a flashlight. Sometimes you light in darkness. This is my wicked witch clothing. And another time, this is the righteous dressed in him. And this is how you move from one image to another. What is the Torah comprised from? From degrees, stages that you are going through. From Bereshit, from creation, from Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon for us is the first revelation, our first contact with the Creator. The first revelation of evil. And this is where Adam starts from. He feels the evil, he feels disconnected, opposite to the Creator. The entire book of Torah is only about that. These are your roles. It's like in a theater, you know. Where is Demidov? Is he here? No, he's not here today. So it's like in a theater. Askoi. They get a script where it says what you have to be, to become. So you dress into that image, figure. It's always you. You are acting, you're playing many roles.
When the person reads a text like that, as much as he understands it one way or another, he really feels this could be the worst thing, to enter a state like that.
It's not up to him. Of course he'll get into it, but it all depends on the preparation. We have to prepare. You cannot enter without preparation. You enter stages which are terrible, but you will get in them on condition that you have made good preparation, that you feel them in a very short, very tiny touch. Otherwise, you won't be able to bear them. You won't be allowed to feel them. Only on condition... Well, you don't put an obstacle in front of a blind man. So you enter a state if you had prepared yourself. It's like now. Why don't we even enter the first spiritual degree? Because we're not ready for it. That is why. The moment I'm ready, I enter. There is no prevention in spirituality.
Where does the group fit into this script?
Especially in the preparation. Especially during the preparation. Now we're talking about a group as a support to pass from the bad stages to the good stages. That's more important for me now. Later on, we'll reveal that the group is the place for fulfillment, for bestowal, for the revelation of the Creator. But now, during the preparation, the group is as a preparation. Yes, you wanted to ask something, Don.
The principle is clear, but here it's really scary. But he says here that it has no answer here for this.
Well, there is no answer for it, so what? There is no useful answer for that transgression where you draw the light of Chochmah into the vessels of reception. This is the foundations of all sins, which there is no answer for it. You cannot correct it. Through other deeds, you correct it. But here, in such a stage, no. You have to die here. That image, that form of the kli called the Er, cannot exist. The rest of the stages can exist because correspondingly there's the form of bestowal. It is impossible to draw the light of Chochmah from above and below. Well, we're all talking about the end of correction, then everything is already corrected.
There are lots of questions about the form of the language here. It's very confusing, and they want to understand what does the Zohar mean here in this depiction. What's the connection between the roots and the branches?
Man's seed, man's sperm is the source of life. This is the element, the foundation of life. And if he uses that action, not in order to procreate new degrees, what is called sons, that means that he ejaculates his seed in vain, because every coupling, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, needs to be only with the screen and the returning light in order to procreate new potsufim. Accordingly, if you're talking about our world, if that is what is confusing them, so the coupling has to be only in the corrected nukva. Again, the screen and the returning light. In our world, it is expressed in a corrected woman. So according to the Torah, it says what is a corrected woman. We've learned all about it, meaning that there's a stop in the period and the mikveh keep her pure, and then there's examination and all, and then there's the coupling in order to bear children. And whether we bear children or not, that already belongs to the third partner, man and a wife. The divinity is between them. The Creator, he gives the soul. And then that coupling exists or doesn't exist. But as a preparation for man, that coupling has to be in the corrected nukva, in the corrected female, which means masach and ol chazer, screen and returning light. And this is how it is expressed in our world. But we're not talking about our world, the bodies that we have to keep as a custom. Rather, we're talking about the state that we have to keep in spirituality. In our desires. It is confusing. I understand them. But they have to make a replica, or perhaps write even a story from this world, which I think they all understand what it means, and correspondingly write one versus the other, one against the other, in a page, what it means in spirituality, each and every action. What man is, what a woman is, what is the right clef of man, or what is the right clef of a woman. I'm not even talking about the coupling at midnight, before, after. There are many conditions there. Let's keep it simple, okay? Only the deed itself. And corresponding the sperm, this is called the light of Chochmah, which you, when you draw it from above and below, that means for the vessels of reception. And it is forbidden to draw it on. It is allowed to be received only in vessels of bestowal, and that means from below and above. So what he did, he drew the light of Chochmah from above and below into his desire. And that means that the sperm falls on the ground into the desire, and it is forbidden that it will fall into the desire. There should be the intention in order to bestow. And he didn't do that. Therefore, this is the foundations of all crimes, all sins and transgressions. Let's move on.
We're reading item 196, article the Tzelem. What is the difference between Israel and the idol-worshipping nations? In Israel, when a person dies, he defiles each body and the house is defiled. And the body of an idol worshipper does not defile another, nor is his body impure when he dies. 197. When one of Israel dies, all the sanctities of his master are removed from him. The holy Tzelem, semblance, is removed from him. The Holy Spirit is removed from him, and his body remains impure.
The will to receive without a cover, without a screen.
198. However, an idol worshipper, a foreigner,
that man which is an idol worker from the nations of the world, who is working in order to receive,
one who performs idolatry, who is impure in every way during his life.
So this is a person with inclination to spirituality, but for the time being, in between, he's in a state where he has a desire without a cover.
His tzelem is impure and his ruach, spirit, is impure, since these impurities are within him. It is forbidden to draw near him. Once he dies, all these impurities come out of him and the body remains without impurity so as to defile.
What does it mean that he is left as a dead? He done many actions, good action, in order to put his body into death so that his will to receive won't want to receive for himself. Then it's something else. The body remains without the impurity.
199. And although their guf, body, is impure, both in their lives and in their death, in their lives, all the impurities within them,
because they want to attract the light in order to receive in practice,
they have the power to defile others.
He made a great effort in order not to want to receive in order to receive. That will to receive is now dead.
In their death, when all the impurities come out of them, they cannot defile. And the guf of Israel can defile others after its death, since all the sanctities have departed it and the other side is on it.
Really, the spirit of impurity. Israel, when they sin, they become worse than the nations of the world who sin. Because when Israel sins, meaning in the previous state, I was Israel. I used to receive in order to bestow. Now the screen is gone, so I remain in receiving in order to receive with the same light that I previously had. So I defile others. I'm worse than the others. I'm worse than the state where I was one of the nations of the world and I wanted to receive in order to receive. Then I didn't have the light in front of me. In receiving in order to receive, the light is not in front of you. And from the set of the nation, I can only rise to put my body in death, to stop wanting to receive in order to receive, and then to rise to the degree of Israel. However, Israel, when they fall, they are worse than the nations of the world, as it is written, and that's clear. Why are you looking at me like that? The main thing is that you have an excuse. I won't give you a break, don't worry.
Item 200. This holy Tzelem, when a person grows and is made, and his form is completed in this partzuf, another tzelem is made, which connects to the first, and one receives the other. When a person has two tzelamim, the man is guarded, and the body and the spirit are in him.
Meaning he still has something of bina, although he himself is in darkness. In Tzelem, you can always see the light as darkness against the darkness. So if he has the Tzelemim, if he has a Tzelem, then he's already connected to Bina instead of the darkened state.
201. When one's days to die draw near, the Tzelemim, plural of Tzelem, are removed from him. One removes the other because they are connected together, and the person remains without guarding. It is written about it, until the day breathes and the shadows flee away. He does not say that the Tzelem, the shadow, fled away, but shadows, meaning two. This is so because Tzlamim are clothes of Mochin that the lower one receives from the upper one, since in themselves Zon are unfit for reception of Mochin, because the Kelim are from Malchut, on which there was Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, to not receive the upper light. However, because Bina and Tum de Abba Ve'ima descended into the Kelim de Zon during Katnut de Abba Ve'ima, Zon rise to Abba Ve'ima with the same Kelim during their Gadlut. When they return their Bina and Tum to their degree, at that time Zon receive the Mochin de Abba Ve'ima, and as they receive Mochin from Abba Ve'ima, they must also receive their Kelim to clothe the Mochin, since their own Kelim are unfit for reception of light. Thus, they receive kelim, called tzlemim, that clothe the mochin, from the same bina and tum de Abba Ve'ima that descended in them. And they are two, from bina and tum de Abba, and from bina and tum de Ima. And as the two tzlemim de Zon receive from Abba Ve'ima, the same applies in souls of people which are born from Zon to clothe in people. This is so because Zon do not beget souls before they rise and clothe upper Abba Ve'ima, and the lower one rises to the upper one and becomes like him. At that time, they are completely regarded as Abba Ve'ima themselves, and the male and female souls that are born from Zon have the same relation as Zon to Abba Ve'ima. Also, the souls receive the clothing of Mochin from Zon from their Bina and Tum, which are called Tzlamim, one from Nukva and one from Ziranpin. First, he receives the Tzelem from the Nukva and then from Ziranpin. It is written, this holy Tzelem, when a person grows and forms, and his shape becomes completed in that partzuf, he first receives Tzelem from Nukva. And when the shape of this tzelem is completed, he receives the other tzelem from Zeranpin. When it writes, another tzelem is made from Zeranpin, they unite as one, and one receives the other because they need each other, since the tzelem de Nukva extends Chochmah, for it cannot shine without Chasadim, and Tzelem de Zeranpin extends the Hasadim for clothing of Chochmah. At that time, they unite as one and shine together, and one receives the other, because one cannot shine without the other. And it writes, when one's days to die draw near, the tzlamim are removed from him. This is so because the departure of the tzlamim are the reason for his death, since they are the kelim and the clothing of the mochin, the light of life. And when the kelim depart, the light of life departs, since there is no light without a kli, and hence he dies. And one transfers to the other, for they need each other, since Chochmah, the light of life, cannot shine without Chasadim, and the person remains unguarded, without kelim for keeping the mochin. For this reason, the mochin, the light of life, departs. 202.
Any questions? Well, if no, then let us continue. As long as you maintain the intention, we also have an explanation here. How can we protect ourselves, although we are still not in the state of Tzelem? Tzelem comes down to us from Yesut. This is such a special protection guard over man, which is called Zeranpin. Well, if we rise ourselves to the degree of Nukva, in the desire to connect to others and be as the Shekhinah, the divinity, place for the revelation of the Creator, then the connection with Zeranpin operates on us as written, in his shadow a person shall walk, which is called Zeranpin, a person that is man, and then he receives from Yesut, from Bina, the Tzelem. And then we have the Tzelamim, meaning Masach and Ochozer, the screen in the returning light that we receive from Bina, and that screen in returning light that we receive as parts of Malchut. They are in accordance to Zeranpin, so that we will have immediately an adaption to couple with compatibility, to couple with Zeranpin, the Creator. And it is that important, that term of Tzelem that we receive. Yeah. 202.
Item 202. When Din awakens in the world and the Creator sits on the throne of judgment to sentence the world in the beginning of the year, a person should awaken in repentance to repent for his iniquities.
That too is an internal state. One cannot be without the other. If a person doesn't reveal that Bina is in a state which is called Din, judgment, when the Gvurot are revealed, the left side from Bina, if a person doesn't feel it, then he doesn't have a state which is called Rosh Hashanah.
This is so because on that day, papers are written, and they are all in a file. If the man is rewarded with repenting before his master, the papers about him are torn.
He reveals, a letter is called revelation. Igeret comes from the word gilui in Hebrew. It's in the form of vav, long vav. The revelation comes from Zeranpin to Malchut.
203. Afterwards, the Creator has prepared the Day of Atonement before a person, the Day of Repentance. If he repents from his sins, good. And if not, the king orders the papers signed, and woe unto him, since repentance wishes to depart from him.
meaning it is all done by the light. Either a person prepares himself to receive it in order to bestow. So the first action in the Day of Atonement is that he doesn't want to receive anything, and then the correction come in Sukkot, which are already the screens, or he can't, and that means that he violates the Day of Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. And then we read the letters, Igrot.
204. If one is rewarded with repenting, but it is still incomplete, they leave him hanging until the last day, the gathering, the eighth day of the holiday of Sukkot. If he has made complete repentance before his master, the papers are torn. If he is not rewarded, the papers come out of the king's house and are given into the hands of the punishing angel, and the din is done.
Person has to receive an awakening in order to still perform the action. Only it is not enough what he had before the awakening that he had before. So he receives another one, an additional din.
The papers. Once the papers are brought out, they no longer return to the king's house, but the din that is written in them must be carried out.
The reshimot has to be performed either in the way of Torah or the path of suffering, but it has to be.
205. At that time the tzlamim depart from him and are not with him. And once they are removed from him, it is certain that the king's punishment will be executed on him, and he will taste the cup of death. On the night of the last festival, the night of the assembly, the eighth, the punishers are ready. They receive the letters, and the tzlamim depart from them. And if the tzlamim are in them, no din or bad illnesses come upon him, which come in the floor of the tzlamim. 206. When the head is removed from the shadow and the body remains, it indicates that either his son or his wife will remain alive and he will pass away. These things apply if all through that time he did not repent. But if he repents, he will only taste the taste of death and he will be healed from his illness.
That is the good state, to taste death and immediately to be cured.
207. And if the body of his shade is not seen, and only its head exists, his household will depart, and he will remain alive. These words apply only if his young son is still under his authority.
We're always talking about one man. He, his son, wife, his relatives, the whole world is in him. With Rosh, without Rosh, with a body, without a body, with a head, without a body, Rosh and Guf, or without them. Either Kelim of intention or Kelim of action, either with a desire or with a screen in the returning light. It all depends where the corrections are missing.
208. And if the hands of the shade are flawed, it indicates that the work of his hands will be spoiled. If its legs are flawed, it indicates that diseases chase him. And if his shade runs away from him and returns...
It's interesting to make such a nice picture that the shadow is moving or standing.
Runs and returns. It is written about it, in the morning you shall say, would it be evening? And this is so only when the moon shines and the night is corrected in her light when he examines his shade. 209. But righteous and followers, chassidim, see in their hearts as though they pass away from the world each day and make complete repentance before their
every
master.
Every day. They feel that they're going to end their lives. It's excellent. Every day he has a renewal. New patsufim are born.
And make complete repentance before their master, and they do not need to examine the shade. Happy are they in this world and in the next world.
Because they're constantly adhere to Malchut, which is adhere to Zer Anpin, which awakens Yesut, and then they receive from him this cell, this shadow, and then they don't have to examine it. Well, they are without a cessation, without any break or stop.
Konstantin from Moscow is asking, what is repentance?
Repentance means that the He will return to the Vav. Tshuva, meaning from the word to return, so that the He will return. We, in our actions, where we are here, souls, broken souls. So we rise ourselves to Malchut of Atzilut. Malchut connects to Zer Anpin of Atzilut. This is left, this is right, this is how I draw it. And they demand together Bina. He receives from there. Malchut is called Hey, or the lower Hey. And Zer Anpin is Vav. So this is Hey will return to the Vav. How? Through the souls. Through the souls. The Hey will return to the Vav. That is called Tshuva, repentance.
Marco Italia Shoel Mazemet. They're asking, what is death?
Dead is the will to receive that I sign, I really sign that it is dead. What does it mean? When I commit that I won't use it anymore as it is. In my eyes, that form of using it is called dead. You understand? No. Other than the necessary things, everything else, all the desires, I want to use them only with my connection to my friends and others, only for their well-being, except for the necessity that I need to leave all my desires, thoughts, everything that I have should be directed to the outside. Now, if I sign all my desires except for the necessity that this is the only desires that I'm using, that means that I put them to death from using them in order to receive, and then I can revive them in order to bestow. Yeah?
In 3 days there will be Rosh Hashanah, the new year.
Depends for whom. For me, it will be in a few months, perhaps. It's not according to the calendar, so what? 3 days.
So in that day, when we're going to be there in 3 days, nothing's going to happen?
What's going to happen? Angels in the sky. Let's put everyone one after the other. Let's put everybody in line. Here you cry, here you laugh, and you see, I told you so. Tell me, what's going to happen? What? What do you picture to yourself, mister? It's better that we move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving to the next part of the lesson.